Robert De Niro begs Robert Mueller to speak out, "The country needs to hear your voice." By Robert Krajicek on May 29, 2019. "The country needs to hear your voice," declared actor Robert De Niro in an open letter to Robert Mueller published by the New York Times on Wednesday. The left-wing and partisan Democrat activist in his column urged the former special counsel to testify before Congress, while praising Mueller as an apolitical public servant committed to the public good and operating in good faith. Robert De Niro noted that his satirical depiction of Mueller on NBC's Saturday Night Live and caricatured Mueller as honest, upright, and possessing a lifetime devotion to public service, with respect for the rule of law. As evidence of President Donald Trump's supposed misdeeds, De Niro highlights the president's Twitter feed. He derides Trump's tone as tone-deaf, angry, hostile, and amounts to bullying that Democrats and affiliated leftists are too intimidated to aptly address. De Niro wrote, "And here, Mr. Mueller, is where you come in, where you need to come in. In your news conference, you said that your investigation's work speaks for itself. It doesn't. It may speak for itself to lawyers and lawmakers who have the patience and obligation to read through the more than 400 pages of carefully chosen words and nuanced conclusions. I know you don't want to become part of the political spectacle surrounding Russia's crimes and your report on them. But the country needs to hear your voice. Your actual voice, because this is the report your country asked you to do. And now you must give it authority and clarity without, if I may use the term, obstruction." Mueller accepted a mandate as special counsel to investigate claims of the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election without any specified crimes and without declared financial or temporal parameters. He oversaw, in the words of George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley, an investigation in search of a crime. On Wednesday, Mueller circumvented the presumption of innocence by nebulously alleging that Trump may have committed crimes. "If we had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so," said Mueller in his Wednesday statement. "We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime." "You are the voice of the Mueller report," concluded De Niro, imploring, "let the country hear that voice." Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.